Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So people have been quiet quitting. We talk about that term in the United States, but apparently it's not just us. The Taliban have been quiet quitting. I guess it's because once they took over certain areas with their guns and stuff, they had to all go back into the offices and just work, right?
Yes.
And they got saying, I signed up to be a terrorist,
right?
Not an office drone,
not data
right?
Data entry,
right? All these jihadists are just bored by the commute and sitting in front of a computer all day.
Yeah.
So this guy, they chose a picture of a guy who used to plant bombs at night, just sitting at a desk at the computer.
It reminds me of the final scene in, The Shield. Remember, the whole series wraps up with Chiklis' character. They know he's a piece of crap. They can't get him on anything, so they just assign him to a desk job.
Yep.
Yeah. And
spoiler.
Yeah.
Still.
Well, you can watch the end of the show.
Still one of the greatest.
You can still watch S.H.I.E.L.D. and still watch it. That's not going to
And a great finale
to
that show.
It was. Right. I love this. The picture it shows the guy, you're right, at a computer, and he's got his gear on, you know, whatever gear they wear, basically the head.
Over there, they call them clothes.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got the head thing, whatever. It's like a guy.
It's Harvey, yeah. He's like, get to America. And then putting his password
in. He said quiet quitting, so he's just doing enough at work to stay, like we call it, quiet quitting.
Right. Doing enough to get you to drive home.
Dude, I'm picturing him, you know, hiding behind the cubicle and Gary Cole coming looking. The Taliban Gary Cole coming in. We need you coming on Saturday.
Yeah. Right.
And right.
Yeah, these guys said that the Taliban used to be free of restrictions, which seems odd for the Taliban.
Right.
But now they sit in one place behind a desk. That's all they do. And they said some of these places there's not much to do, so these guys are scrolling through Twitter.
Man. Jesus.
Yeah, they're complaining about traffic on the way into work.
Shackled with the bureaucracy of running a country as they work civilian jobs and security positions, spend too much time in traffic and on Twitter.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for. Yeah,
the low pay, high cost of living. It's all just like standard work bitches, but from...
And they can't go have a drink. They can't go have a drink after work because you can't drink.
No. There's even a quote here. It says,
"Standard, what was that? Work bitches."
Yeah,
they are. You're right.
I love
this
quote. It says, "One of the guys says, in the time of jihad, life was very simple. All we had to deal with was making plans for attacks against the enemy and for retreating.
Right.
People didn't expect much from us, and we had little responsibility towards them. Whereas now, if someone's hungry, he deems us directly responsible for that. Yeah, because you're in charge."
That's like the only time I've ever really related to the Taliban.
You think they'd be allowed to work from home, you know? Why not, you know?
The Wi-Fi situation might be a little iffy.
It did say they have great Wi-Fi in their office.
Oh, they do?
Okay.
That's how they
can
scroll through Twitter all day.
All right.
Yeah, you sign up for a holy war, and then you're just stuck in a cube.
Who am I thinking of that's the government, pretty much, of Lebanon now? Is that's Hezbollah, isn't it?
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Not Lebanon, Pennsylvania, the country of Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Right. Oh, try Lebanon bologna, by the way. You'll love that.
That's not the place that I'm a Dinner Jacket was in power, was it?
No, that was Iran, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Iran.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we'll break out the Middle East a little later on, by the way.
Yeah.
We're good about that.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So the Taliban has been castrated, basically, and Nick sent me a story about it. All I read was a headline, castration by clamping.
Yes. Ooh. This guy's being charged. It's one of those things where people found people that their fetish is like removing body parts from people.
Yeah, that is.
And they found people that wanted body parts removed. So they would castrate. You know, this guy's dong clamped it, gone.
So you'd go to this guy to get it done.
Yeah, we've heard that fetish before, and that is just brutal, man, because it's about cutting body parts off.
Yeah.
I've been thinking eventually you're just a stump, and then all your sexual desires go away.
It sounds like the dude.
No arms, no legs, no fingers, no wiener, no balls, you know,
nothing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you function.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a
guilty plea at Old Bailey. Where is this? Britain?
Yeah.
Yeah, relates to alleged plot involving publication of videos of the eunuch maker. This guy dubs himself the eunuch maker.
Oh, that's a great name, man. Right.
What is eunuch?
A guy who's got no balls. Nuts.
A man who's been castrated.
Yeah.
Okay.
A guy who's been denutted.
Plus, would that be you then? Because if the vagina's there, it's different.
Everything.
You'd still have some
genitalia. Remember History of the World Part 2? They line up all those eunuchs, and the guy's hiding. He's supposed to be a eunuch. And they got plants in front of their crotch. They bring in a hot chick out, and the guy's plant starts to raise. And they figure out he's not a eunuch, by the way. I love that scene, right?
They're talking about this guy who admitted to partial removal of nipples.
How about just
removing penises?
And balls.
Freezing a leg, which had to be amputated. Oh, God.
How do you freeze just a leg?
Ice.
You stick it in the freezer and the rest of you sits out.
But if the door's open, wouldn't all the cold just get out?
I guess you seal it in the freezer somehow.
Put it in an ice tub.
Yeah. 29 offenses of extreme body modifications on 13 victims. So some of these guys were having more than one thing removed.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The removal and trade. They're trading body parts and the uploading of videos.
Whoa.
I had a finger removed, but I don't think it was anybody's kink.
No.
And did your parents get to trade that for anything?
Yeah.
I think they just tossed it. Yeah. I could have made it into a little necklace or something.
Yeah, you should have put it in a jar of formaldehyde, taken it with
you. You'd be the six-fingered freak, though, at this point. You don't want that, man.
It'd be something.
Apparently, there's a name for these people. They link it. It says the practice is linked to a subculture in which men become nullos, N-U-L-L-O-S.
Short for genital nullification.
No, thank you.
Nah, no, I'm not doing that.
And by the way, it's not just genitals, too. I think they cut off fingers and arms and stuff like that,
too.
Yeah,
no. Yeah. Some people go farther.
How do penises. They pee?
How do you function without a penis?
Puss?
Yeah.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
I think about 40 guys in their cars all said puss right there, too, by the way. or will when they hear the podcast.
How does a guy function without a penis? Because you'd still have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, you would think. Would you have to leave just enough to make that possible?
No, there's going to be a hole coming out of you somewhere. You just got a hole in your pelvis, I guess. It shoots right out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then what, do you got to hop in the shower to take a leak? I mean, it's just going to it's gonna be a mess.
You couldn't even do it sitting down.
No.
If it's just the hole.
I don't think they're concerned about much of that. That's maybe after the fact. You're like,
I
should have thought about that.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Before I asked you to remove my
deflector shield down there to force it. I don't know how you do that.
Well, it's going to come out of your bladder, and it's going to shoot out a hole in your belly, I guess. That's what's going to happen. The penis is just the extra hose on the end of your belly. It just goes through that.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
Anatomy with Professor Tyler right here.
It's more than that, but
What are those things they make for women that they can pee standing up? Maybe you could use something like that.
Yeah, it's just basically a funnel.
Yeah.
You'd have
Puss answered that question pretty quickly, didn't he?
Well, you see them on they're like camping.
Oh, yeah,
like
you
camping,
see them.
Backpacking websites and stuff. Outdoor stores, they sell those.
Yeah, this was nullos was not among the most searched porn terms that we discussed earlier.
No.
Yeah, because apparently they post videos of this and call it an extreme form of pornography.
Well, what would a Nullos do in a porn?
Well, I think who gets off watching that?
Other Nullos? Wannabe Nullos?
It's sad when people are so broken that that's it. You know, we understand regular kinks when it comes to, you know, whatever you're into, but yeah. That stuff is just you're a broken person.
Right.
You know, that or the guy that wants to bang cows or dead people, they're just broken.
Yeah, there's a line somewhere where it goes between, yeah, you're into some weird stuff to you need to talk to somebody.
Actually, the guy that bangs cows is probably the best of those two I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Is cutting off body parts or banging a dead person.
Well,
which one's worse there?
I mean, at least
I think worse one there is cutting off body parts.
Yeah.
So I would say banging a cow first. And I would say banging a dead person second and cutting off your body parts would be third. I'm not saying the other two are great. I'm just saying it's all three are horrible.
I might make the banging the cow worse because of the cow is still alive and can be considered a victim.
Eh, cow at ain't least feeling
the,
that.
At least the dead body is.
Even the annihilator. The cow ain't even feeling the annihilator.
Is there a breeze?
I'm talking emotional damage here.
Yeah,
you know.
No, you're nailing a dead person. That's worse.
Here's a story from 2019 of a guy who willingly chopped off his own penis and testicles to become a Nullo. Said he enjoys intimacy more than ever. Cut it off to
he scissors probably.
What?
Yeah, he cut it off because he was depressed.
Yeah, violating a human.
Stop reading that, Nick.
Dead or alive.
Nick's been depressed lately.
Yeah, we have 2 weeks off, too.
I agree with Tyler's wish.
Old Nullo Nick.
I mean, they're all horrible.
The cow's the best one of the three.
Christmas. I mean, maybe you're right. I'm just saying that, you know.
Thankfully, I can get in the mindset of none of those people.
Right.
I can't.
I wasn't gonna make it easy for you.
But I get that.
Bestiality. Now, I made it a cow so the cow doesn't get hurt, you know. You're right. Other animals, you could hurt a chicken, you're going to kill that thing, you know. I've seen Animal Farm.
So the animal one depends on the animal.
I think so but I still think dead people is still worse. And I think cutting off your body parts for sexual gratification is probably the worst of the worst.
Yes, you know? That's just
that doesn't make necrophilia good,
freaky.
People. So don't run out there.
I will say this about the Nullos. At least they're only harming themselves.
I'm talking about how your brain is broken.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, yeah. In that sense, yeah. No, yeah. You're very broken.
Oh, what's it? Nullo?
Nullos.
Nullos.
Oh, Nullo Nick coming back on January 2nd, man.
Looking for a new hobby.
Everybody needs a hook, right?
See, but then you can't use the Dongtown thing anymore.
Yeah.
If you got no dong,
he's no Dongtown.
Yeah.
It's called no Dongtown.
You go to Dongtown just to see people who haven't chopped theirs off.
Oh. Tess on the Facebook tells us that little funnel device women use winter camping or whatever. It's called a shee-wee.
Shee-wee. Right. Okay.
Oh, I like that term.
There you go, puss.
Thank you, Tess.
Well, his is a herm-wee.
Well, it'd be kind of dumb to have a dong, slice it off, and then have to get a shee-wee because you just had the real thing there.
Yeah, right. But you didn't have the gratification of lopping it off. You just don't get it.
No, right. And I'm happy. I'm happy I don't get that.
That sucks if that's your thing, because you can only do it once.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.